What the founders of AA figured out a long time ago is, you know, codependency is the root of all addictions, and codependency is actually stronger than addiction. And codependency just means messy boundaries. So they figured out, like, if I'm focused on keeping this other person sober, then I don't have to drink anymore. And that was the same thing with being in a band or being on a baseball team or being a coach. I don't do anything unless somebody's waiting for me. I know that this morning my clients were waiting for me, and so I show up. And there's something really beautiful about that. Like, I don't heal by myself. Like, and it's not, if I'm not healing, it's not my fault. It just means that I don't have the right support yet. Like, I couldn't start the Rapture without my best friends. You know, I couldn't make my first record without somebody, you know, like, people encouraging me. Yeah, do it. Like, there's this idea of permission that I think is super powerful. I can tell you where I was when somebody gave me permission to move to New York City, start a band, get married, get sober, you know, become a coach, and to trust somebody, to have somebody in your life that you trust who has a felt experience. The thing I like about coaching versus therapy, as a coach, I'm very willing to share my experience if it's valuable. And I learned that in 12 steps. You know, it's like, well, if I'm going to be sober, I need to know, A, that you felt the same pain as I did and that, like, how you got out of it. You know what I mean? Like, I want to have your lived experience. And that was the thing that inspired me.